Hello, you're welcome to another exciting episode of Otis Stories, a world of inspiring, amazing, faith-lifting stories. So, in today's episode, the title of the story that I'm going to be narrating to you is Get on Track. Get on Track. Now, were you given a huge opportunity by God some time ago, but didn't make good use of it? Have you been waiting earnestly for another one, but it feels like you have missed your time? Well, it's coming back now as you listen to this life-transforming faith-lifting story. But before we get right into the story, I would like to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just hit the subscription button and find every of our links to our Telegram community and WhatsApp community in the description of this video. And do well to stop by to check out our website, otisstories.com. So thank you. Alright, so back to the story. Get on Track. Get on Track. Written and narrated by otisstories.com. So here's the story. I am a very rich man, and at the time of writing this story, I was 60 years old. I have lots of servants and everything that one could actually ask for in life, from houses, cars, to lifestyle, to products, businesses, industries, estates, money, banks, manpower, machines, and all that were the quality and quantity of my life and my wealth. I am so rich that many kings bow to me, governors and presidents honor me, countries borrow from me. But aside my wealth, I had two sons who are my most cherished treasures. They are twins, and their mother died while they were very young of a brief illness. Despite my wealth, I refused to get married again because I loved my wife so much. So I decided to pour that love on the two sons she bore for me. The eldest is Kingsley, and the younger is King. I watched these boys grow. I groomed and nurtured them closely. I was so scared of raising them wrongly or for others harming them. As a result, I hardly gave them an opportunity to leave the house except they were going to be under my close watch. Then one day, when they both turned 20, I called them to my room and told them everything they needed to know regarding all I owned. Later that day, I took them around to see my wealth, my glory, and my possessions. After that day, the younger one became very restless. He was always awake at night, hardly ate, and rarely spoke to anyone. I observed him for some days, and then I went to his room very late in the night to speak with him. When I got there, he was wide awake, pacing to and fro. At first, he didn't want to talk, but after a few minutes of my persistence, he eventually opened up. He said, "Dad, I want to leave. Yes, I want to start my life. I want to be like you. I'm tired of being locked in here. You are so rich, yet I live like a prisoner in a big house. I want to build my life by myself, but I need a favor from you, Dad." Honestly, I was excited to hear this. I knew he thought I'd be offended, but I wasn't. It was like a desire come true. I desired inside of me that my sons do not become lazy just because I am rich. I desire that they continue with my influence and support to spread, conquer, and take over. He knelt down before me and said, "Dad, I don't know how to say this, but I need a portion of your wealth. Trust me, Dad, I won't fail you. I'll build on it and expand on it." I looked at him with a stern face for a few seconds and then laughed out loud. That night, I was so excited. I hugged him tightly and gave him a check of half my financial worth. The next day, I was in my room when I heard a loud fight. So I rushed out and saw the twins in a fight. To cut the story short, Kingsley was trying to correct King. He felt that King was a bad and disrespectful boy and also a disloyal son. He was trying to stop King from going away, most especially with such a huge sum of money. But I stopped him and told him to let King go. We didn't hear from King for 2 years, and then I became really bothered. It was not because I didn't trust him, but I loved him so much that I couldn't bear the silence. I was afraid that he may have been killed. Several times I ordered a search for him, but no one found anything about him. I began to fall really sick. I thought day and night of where my son could be. Nothing began to matter to me anymore. Oh, the love of my child, whose mother I love so much. One evening, 3 years after King had left, Kingsley came running to me with anger. He said, "My stupid brother has suddenly shown up." I ran out with my underwear to see if it was true. Lo and behold, by the time I got there, I saw a madman. I was shocked, and so I asked Kingsley, "Where is King?" Then, the said madman that was standing in front of me said, "It's me, Dad." Then he knelt down and began to cry. Just then, Kingsley said to me with an angry voice, "I warned you, Dad, not to let him go." I didn't even bother to know what had happened. All that mattered to me is that my son is alive. I ordered that he be taken good care of and that a party for the return of my son be done. That night, I called both sons to my room. I was glad to see King again. That was when he explained to me that he had mismanaged all I gave him and wasted it with wrong pairs. He said he was so ashamed to return home, but he could no longer bear to suffer anymore. I smiled at him and wrote another check of the same amount I had given him before and gave it to him again. At that moment, Kingsley got really upset. He said he felt that I do not appreciate his loyalty to me and that I preferred King, the disloyal son, to him. I laughed and then said to them, "I love you both, but I place value on that son who is not waiting for me to die before living his life. It is the pride of every father to see his children succeed right before his eyes. King did the right thing. His mind has only not been well cultured, trained, and accustomed to the fact that his father is very rich. His father doesn't train his children with scarcity, but with wealth. His father loves him. He can ask anything, and I will always grant it. After all, I am not dead yet, and I am still getting richer and richer every second. If he knew he would have known who he is to mingle with and who he is not to mingle with. He would have been able to command people to serve him and tell them what to do and not be at the mercy of those losers he went to befriend. It is my fault. I had caged you both all these years. I have not taught you well either. You had no real knowledge of who you really are, your influence, how to command loyalty, how to see friends, how to spend effectively to get more rather than wasting resources and all. I will train you both for 1 month and send you out with all you need to display my glory and expand my empire. After that discussion, I did just that, and after a month, they both went out with twice as much as I had given King the first time. 1 year later, they made real profits and were doing very well. They never hesitated to call me for advice and help, as well as to ask for more. Now, I feel fulfilled as a father. We are not just God's children to behave like Kingsley, that is to just remain there doing nothing. God wants you to know that God, your Father, is very rich. He doesn't train his children with scarcity but with wealth. He loves you, and that you can ask for anything and he will always grant it. He wants you to get all the resources you need and depend on the Holy Spirit as you prosper and take over the nations. He wants you to get all the resources you need and depend on the Holy Spirit as you prosper and take over the nations to guide you and promote you. God wants you to display his glory, and the Holy Spirit will teach you how. And whenever you make mistakes, your Father is very sufficient in love and resources to show you more love and help you the more. No, you have not failed him by asking and not making good use of the opportunity and resources that he had given you. Go back again, ask again, receive again, but this time trust him and the Holy Spirit to guide you. We have a loving God and a loving Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wow, this is a very inspiring story. This story was written 2019, and narrating the story to you is actually the first time since then that I am going through this story. I'm blessed. I feel blessed. Yes. Wow. Get on track. Stop wallowing in self-pity. Oh, I wasted that opportunity. I didn't use that opportunity well. I'm not worthy to ask again. No, get on track. Your Father loves you. Your Father is wealthy. He's very sufficient. He wants you to manifest his glory. Glory to God. And he has given us the Holy Spirit to help us. So why not go again? Ask again. Believe again. Receive again. And do not forget to lean on him to guide you and help you. You see, even if you make mistakes, run to him and learn to always depend on the Holy Spirit, because mistakes slows you down. So the more you depend on the Holy Spirit, the lesser mistakes you make, the faster you go. Praise God. Get on track. Let's manifest the glory of our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Mistakes do not put us down. We have a Father that restores all things for us. But we won't make mistakes because we have the Holy Spirit to guide us. We go from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Wow, this is an amazing story. I'm actually blessed, and I know you've been blessed by it. So that's it for this episode. If you are led to key into the story by sewing, please check the description of this video. You'll find the link to give or to sew. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. I'm really excited. But above all, I look forward to seeing you and sharing another episode with you next Sunday. Praise God. So till then, keep shining the glory of your Father. Praise God. I love you.